Good morning, this is Alec and Eden with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the former head of the Queensland CFMEU allegedly made threats to bureaucrats and leaders during meetings, an inquiry is heard. CPB Contractors General Manager Vince Sanfilippo gave his second day of evidence yesterday to the inquiry investigating the state branch of the CFMEU. Michael Ravbar, the CFMEU Queensland Secretary, was present at a meeting between CPB Contractors, the Department of Transport and Main Roads, TMR, and various unions in May of 2021. According to Mr. Sanfilippo, Mr. Ravbar aggressively challenged decisions relating to the Bruce Highway upgrades. Upon Mr. Ravbar arriving, he expressed displeasure that Mr. Scales, the then director of the TMR, was late. He went on to refer to directors general as lazy C-words and suggested they were overpaid, Mr. Sanfilippo said. It was not clear to me what the CFMEU was seeking to achieve out of this meeting, he said.
In more local news, fewer than 100 rental homes across southern Queensland have been deemed affordable. In a study snapshot conducted by Anglicare, more than 3,000 properties were examined in March. To determine the affordability, the charity used a 30-40 model, which defines a household in stress when total income lies in the bottom 40% and more than 30% is spent on accommodation. For those on income support, only 9 homes, just 0.3%, were found to be affordable, while 26 homes successfully met the criteria for those on minimum wage, still under 1%. Sue Cook, the chief executive of Anglicare, highlighted the alarming truth that families and young people are having to settle for less than standard living conditions. With people working multiple jobs, moving from place to place to keep up with rent increases, the charity has heard from families who are saying they're having to make choices about skipping meals. Now in national news. The Northern Territory government has been accused of renaming parts of Police Watch House to disguise the fact people are being held long-term, despite assurances the practice had been stopped. The Country Liberal Party of the NT has come under fire for using police watch houses to keep people locked in weeks at a time under inhumane conditions. The North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency had alleged that the government had renamed parts of the Darwin City Watch House to the Darwin Transitional Custody Centre. They alleged that this has to hide the long-term detentions while the government deals with overcrowding in Northern Territory jails.
In other national news, the richest person in Australia has given a plane to One Nation leader Pauline Hanson, which she proudly showed off in a social media post. One Nation has received over $2 million of donations from friends and associates of Gina Rinehart, and Hanson had previously been granted the use of the mining magnate's private plane. In the social media post showing off the Cirrus G7, which the senator called sexy, she also thanked multi-millionaire donors, calling them patriots and tremendous friends of One Nation. Hanson was also found to have billed taxpayers $13,000 in October in order to attend multiple parties and events tied to Miss Rinehart.
Now in international news. Plans for a statue in New Zealand to commemorate the Comfort Women in World War II has been axed over diplomatic concerns with Japan. A bronze statue depicting a girl sitting next to an empty chair was gifted to New Zealand by the Korean Council of Justice and Remembrance and was planned to be erected in a public garden in Auckland. The Japanese Embassy in New Zealand warns that the installation of the statue could have an impact on diplomatic relations between the two nations. More than 200,000 women, most of whom were Korean, were forced into sexual servitude by the Japanese during the war. Now for your weather today. Brisbane has been feeling a bit indecisive at the moment. Expect to see more rain and some sporadic sunshine throughout the day. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. Currently high tide, with the low expected to reach its minimum as school finishes. Could be a good time to cast the line. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high bands. And that's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.